Hello, everybody. This is Rick Runnels, and this is the Affair Recovery AR Library call for the 14th of May 2012. So let's get to our questions here. The first question. Hi, Rick. We attended EMS, and it helped the healing process as we worked toward recovery, but we seem to keep having issues coming up involving my husband's affair partner. Let me say first that my husband has cut all ties with his AP, and I have kept the affair quiet except for a few close accountability partners in our church. In an effort to do that, I thought it was best for our marriage and family. His AP is a very close friend of mine, and as a result, we run in many of the same circles. I recently was asked to help plan my husband's AP's surprise birthday party by a mutual friend, and this is just one of many situations I've been put in recently. I've also run into the AP's husband, who does not know about the affair, on several occasions, and several mutual friends have inquired why the AP and I are no longer close. My husband would like me to just be open with my friends and let them know what is going on in an effort to help me heal, but I don't know what's the right thing to do. Should I tell our friends, knowing that it will get back to the AP's husband, or should I just continue to hide my true hurt and keep avoiding the AP? I want to protect my husband and marriage, but am I really doing that? I just want to do what is right and honor God in how to handle these horrible circumstances. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Man, what a difficult situation, and I know that is really, really hard. I think I would at least tell your friends that your nature or the nature of your relationship with the AP has changed due to some issues. Therefore, you know, you will no longer be in relationship with her in the same way. And I think it's fine to go ahead and state that when someone asks you to do something with them. If they ask why, I would just say, really, that's between me and her. But we are no longer in a relationship. And simply stating it that way, you know, doesn't uncover anything about her or her situation, what happened to your husband, but it certainly would keep people from awkward situations where they might invite the two of you to the same sort of function or do things such as invite you to help plan a birthday party for that particular person. And I think just I wouldn't try to make those. I mean, I don't know that you have to go out and send postcards out to everyone announcing it, but certainly when the situations arise where someone asks a question, just again say, we're no longer in a relationship, and so for that reason we really don't spend time together, and as far as I'm concerned, we're not interested in spending time with them. And just when asked why, just say it's really between us, it's none of your business. Hopefully that will help. You know, there's certainly nothing wrong if you choose to tell, if you wanted to do that at some point. You know, if there's somebody that's very close between the two of you that somehow is in the middle, if they really pry, and again, I'm not saying do this, but you would, I don't think you'd be out of bounds to just explain there was a very inappropriate relationship between her and my husband, and don't go into details. And if you share it just at that level, then, you know, that might stop some of the pressure if you feel like you're getting pressure. If you're worried about it getting back to that person's husband, then you could say, and her husband is unaware, so, you know, we haven't said anything. So you could also explain that he's not in the loop. So I don't know if that will help, but I certainly hope it would. Best of luck. That's a very difficult situation. So here is the second question. My husband wrote in last week about not being honest with me 2 years ago about all of his affairs. We went through the AR program, did all the homework, phone calls, went to marriage counseling. I joined the affair group at my church and met every Wednesday for 2 years. 2 weeks after I graduated from my group, I got contacted by an old parent of one of my students to ask me to get my husband to stop contacting her. After confronting him, he admitted to most of it, but the times do not add up. She says 4 years, he says 1.5. She says still in contact. He says no way, that was all 2 years ago. I know you said to get him to take a lie detector test, and I'm strongly considering that. The new truth that has come out from him is awful. In a 15-minute phone conversation, she gave me all sorts of information about where, when, how often, love notes, hotels, phone calls, text, emails, our RV, in my house, details of my bathroom, etc. He says it is because she called and told him, or told her no, he didn't want to see her anymore. She had moved to another state. All I know is that he had hundreds of opportunities to tell me this and he didn't. I feel like all of this was for nothing. We even threw our rings in the ocean and bought new ones and renewed our vows last year. Does this marriage have to die too? I feel like I'm back at square one and I'm very bitter and angry and resentful that the last 4 years have been a lie. We have a little boy that is four now. Back then he was two. I'm strong enough to go through this now that God is on my side, but I do not feel like I can ever truly trust my husband again. I find myself falling back into the pattern of trying to make sense of something so crazy. I just don't get how someone could be so broken to do this to the family that truly loves them. We fought for our marriage. It's very disheartening to work so hard, grow so much, and then get a blow like this. I guess what I'm asking is, I know me, and it was so hard dealing with the one AP. Now there are two, and the triggers are so intense. I feel like our whole marriage is tainted. All the special things we had, so did they. Sorry for the rambling. I'm hoping and praying that I can get through this. The problem with relapse and the primary relapse that people get into is really deception. People can get over what their mates have done. It is incredibly difficult to get over, however, the lies because you don't know what your reality is, you don't know what your future is, you don't know what you can trust. I mean, it feels as if you've been made a fool of. There are some questions as I read your post. One of them is, she's saying it's been ongoing. He claims it's been 2 years ago. You said you were considering the lie detector test. And if it were me, and certainly I can only speak from what it would mean to me, I am not you, so I don't know how you operate, but I would need to know. I would want the lie detector test because, and here's the reason, if he's telling the truth, and indeed it was 2 years ago, then I could potentially get my mind around the fact that, and not that it would any way make it okay, but that there is clean time between now and that place back there, even though he continued in the deception. If, on the other hand, he's continued in pattern for the past 2 years, and hasn't been clean and sober, you truly are at ground zero. I mean, recovery has never really begun. And at that point, that would probably be far more disheartening to me. I mean, certainly it's disheartening that you found out that much more and that he lied about that. I will say I would want the polygraph partially because I do know that affair partners do get angry, they do say things, they do make up lies, and they're not always telling the truth. They remember things differently, even time zones. I mean, if I even ask a husband and wife how often they're having sex, usually I'll get very different reports. And the same thing, it's no different with an AP. However, If, again, this contact has continued, then it would really feel unsafe to me simply because he hasn't started recovery. And I would want to get some distance and make sure that that happens before I would even consider. I mean, I don't even know how you would begin kind of going forward until you first knew that there was some sobriety there and he knew really what he wanted. Because having his cake and eating it too isn't acceptable, I would think, to you unless you want an open relationship. I am so sorry that's happened to you. I was to check out the facts, and if he's telling the truth, then you may find a way of understanding it and getting your mind around it, and might consider, you don't have to, but you might consider going forward. If the other is the case, I'd put my tennis shoes on and back up, and he'd need to kind of work this out on his own, I would think, until you can know that he's on a path that makes him safe enough. So that's all the questions for today. I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to talking to you next Monday to healing.